When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Fred Rogan.
You know the one thing you never do? You never mess with the big dog.
Rodney Pete.
Let me in. Let me do my thing.
This is Rogan and Rodney. This hour of Rogan and Rodney is sponsored by Duffy Power Services, Southern California's generator experts. Go to DuffyPower.com. That's DUTHIE.com. Rogan and Rodney can be streamed and podcasted wherever you are on the iHeartRadio app. Now your hosts.
I'm ready. It's game day, Fred. I'm so ready.
Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete.
All right, 1 hour sprint today, the Duffy Power Hour. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete back today. Pretty excited. Coming up in a bit, we're going to hear from Morgan Fox, defensive end for the Chargers. His dog, Winston, is in the finals of the Westminster National Dog Show in the non-sporting group. Winston won last night. It's a French bulldog. Love the dog show as much as anything. I showed the dog show on TV in this market before anybody even considered doing it. And there were those that would.
You were the guy. You were the catalyst.
Yeah, I was the guy.
You were the catalyst for putting that dog show on.
Love the dog show. Just love it. Love the judges running around with the dogs. Every year you hope it doesn't happen, but you kind of do. You hope one of the judges takes a tumble. That's always funny.
Yeah, I watch the dog show, and I'm always fascinated by the judges because they're dressed up.
Yeah.
Right? The men have suits and ties on, and women have either dresses or they're dressed really nice. And then some of them have heels, and they have to run around with the dogs. And I always find myself critiquing the run of the trainers or handlers.
Yes.
In that moment.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I do.
That is very solid.
Like, oh, that guy, he's got a bad run. It's taken away from the dog.
You know something? You can write this down. You've just given me an idea for tonight. We'll do that tonight on TV because tonight is the finals.
Right, right.
We'll
talk about the handler's runs and yeah. their form.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll do that tonight. That is a brilliant idea. I'm going to text Angelo, our producer, in the break and tell him that's what we need to be doing.
I remember one year a poor lady took a tumble.
Oh, yeah.
Running around with the. I'm sure it's happened, you know, a few times, but I remember this poor lady took a tumble and then tried to get up and fell right back down again, and it was just bad. It was bad. I felt so bad for her because that's all people talked about.
Yeah, we're gonna do that tonight. That is in the show tonight at 11 o'clock. We're definitely doing it. Great idea.
I love it.
So our guy Morgan Fox from the Chargers, he signed in May, spent some time with the Rams, a little bit of time with Carolina, defensive end. Winston, the French Bulldog, is in the final. And we will talk to Morgan coming up here in a bit about what this big night is. And I'm wondering, Rodney, what's more important for Morgan, winning the Super Bowl or Winston winning the Westminster Dog Show?
Wow. That's a big question because Winston is, you know, let's not get it wrong. I know, you know, there are people that like dogs and people love dogs and people that are dog lovers and people that are just, oh, whatever. But if you are a dog lover, it's part of the family.
Yeah.
It is your child. And so, yeah, it means a lot. That's an interesting question.
All right. Well, he'll be on here coming up and we'll get to it. Now, yesterday you were off. Didn't talk a lot about it before the event, but yesterday Holly got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. People were very curious about it, and what happened when you were there. Share a little bit.
Yeah, it's incredible. First of all, congratulations, yes, to my wife Holly Robinson Pete, who is now a member of the club and got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it was a big moment, Fred. I think that I guess it didn't really sink in for, at least for me, and I know it didn't sink in for Holly until she actually saw it. And when they unveil it on the boulevard and you see your name there, it's a surreal, pretty cool moment. And look, you've known Holly for a long time, and she's been around for a long time. Started, you know, actually, you know, her big gig was 21 Jump Street, in which she started on, and worked with Johnny Depp, and it was the beginning of the Fox Network, and it was, I think, Married with Children, The Simpsons, and 21 Jump Street were on that network to start it off, and she's been doing it ever since, and had many shows on TV and did several movies. She actually really got her start on Sesame Street, which is a show that's still going. Her dad was the original Gordon on Sesame Street, so she had a few cameo roles on that and did a couple of other smaller movies before Jump Street, but Jump Street was really her big break. So it's incredible that, you know, 2022, after being in the business for, you know, over 45 years and finally getting recognized for it on Hollywood Boulevard was pretty special. Fred, and she had LeVar Burton.
Nice.
Yeah, actor LeVar Burton has been a family friend to Holly a long, long time. I mean, over almost 50 years. And he presented to her along with our dear friend and good friend and close friend Magic Johnson, presented her the star, which was really cool. And LeVar and her go way back, because LeVar, Holly's mom, Dolores, was a manager in the business for a long, long time, and her first client was LeVar Burton, and she got him right before he did Roots, the incredible saga by Alex Haley that was turned into a TV drama, and he played Kunta Kinte in Roots, and so that was his big break, and the rest is history. So they go way, way, way back, and she actually did a movie with LeVar when she was, you know, in single digits as well, young actress. But the star, Fred, it was amazing to have that kind of legacy that is going to last, you know, forever. Was pretty special, and as I mentioned, it was surreal just to the unveiling, and they pulled the, you know, all the coverings off, and you see her name on the star. And I think what was cool about it is, as I mentioned, her dad worked on Sesame Street, but the legacy that he left in terms of just being a part of Sesame Street, he created a character called Roosevelt Franklin. It's still, you know, kind of, we're trying to resurrect him back on Sesame Street, but Holly's still a part of that family, and her star is right near, I want to say, it's not right next to, but it's like a few stars down from Jim Henson,
who created
the Muppets, you know. So it was and she didn't know that until yesterday when they were announcing it, that it was really close to Jim Henson. So incredible day for her yesterday. I'm so proud of her, and just a proud, all the kids were there except for my man Robinson, who was in Japan, but everybody, you know, close friends came out and supported, and it was just a great day. It was a great day. So congratulations, Holly. It's something that will, again, your legacy lives on. And every time we walk down the boulevard, we're gonna see that star. I gotta make a trip to see that star. There were friends out there, Fred. It was funny. They said, "I'm coming by every night to make sure it's clean. Make sure nobody puts gum on it. Make sure nobody spits on it or anything. I'm gonna make sure that star is clean." So it was pretty cool.
All right. So afterwards, where'd you guys? Did you have lunch or something?
We did. You know, we're thankful, and you've been to a few, you know, of our events, because we had our Holly Rod Foundation event, which we talked about on Monday. We had that this past Saturday, so it's been a busy few days for us, and we did it at RJ's place this time. But normally we do that event at houses of our friends.
Right.
We call on our friends, "Hey, can you lend us your house for a while?" So we're gonna invite 500 people and have a party, and usually we've done that in the past, but like I mentioned, this year we didn't. So I think you came one year, we had it at Sugar Ray Leonard's house.
Yeah.
And so we did that. So the star, after the ceremony, which lasts about 30 minutes total, we went to Eva Longoria, opened up her home for people to come by, and it was a great event at her house afterwards, and a bunch of food and music, and people partied and had a good time. We had to start kicking people out, because it was in our house. We got to make sure people leave Eva's house intact and didn't mess it up. So it was very generous of her to, and Holly and her have been really good friends for a long time. So for her to open up her home and allow people to come in and celebrate Holly Starr was pretty cool.
She used to have a restaurant in Hollywood.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
I could tell you what. I was upset when it closed because that food was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great location. The vibe was good. Yeah. Yeah. I never got to the bottom of why it is, but restaurants are tricky. But one thing was flowing. You know, Eva's got a new tequila out that she's been launching. She's, you know, traveling around the world selling her new tequila. And it was flowing at the party yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. She had it flowing at the party yesterday.
Okay, where is Holly Starr?
It is on, obviously, on Hollywood Boulevard, but it's right between Cherokee and Whitney.
Wait a minute. Is that near Musso?
Musso, yes, near there. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, right off of, right Musso near Cherokee. Frank. Yeah, Musso and Frank. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's a good
location. It's on the north side of the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Very cool.
And who is closest to her? Do you know that, star-wise? I mean, she's kind of like Burl Ives.
I don't know. What I got, it was such a whirlwind. I didn't got to go capture. Obviously, we're going to go back, you know, when it's kind of put a hat on and kind of go back and walk around and take pictures of who's next to her and all that. But yesterday was so hectic and crazy. I didn't really get to see who was exactly right next to her because there was staging, there was seating, there was, you know, all the stanchions were there. But we'll go back and find out who's her neighbor. Hopefully it's something good. Yeah. You know, the worst part, and it was funny, it's a whole process. You got to be nominated and then, you know, committee goes and votes and selects you. And then they do all kind of backgrounds on you and all that kind of stuff to figure out if you're worthy. And it's about, you know, it's about your career, obviously, and what you do in entertainment, but it's also, you know, how you carry yourself. So there's an element of, you know, philanthropy and give back that they consider when they nominate a lot of people. But, you know, the one thing that a lot of people that have their stars go, they talk about it, is like, oh, I don't want to be next to so-and-so. I don't want to be next to this person. You know, please don't put me next to this guy. And a lot of times you don't know, right? That people are there that are worthy of it. And you have no idea, like anything, you know, what goes on behind closed doors. And then somebody, you know, 30 years later might be caught up in something bad or a scandal or something like that. But your star happens to be next to that person,
right?
You know, and you're like, oh man, I gotta live next to so-and-so my whole life. Can I move my star? And there's no moving the star.
No, you're not moving the star.
No, you're not moving the star.
Oh, let's do this next. Let's bring on Mason Fox.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Mason Fox has got the French Bulldog Winston in the finals of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Mason Fox of the Chargers. We'll talk to him next.
Oh, yeah. Very apropos, Ronnie. Love it. Yeah, we're talking about that star. Holly Roberts Pete got her star. Ronnie Pete, Fred Rogan on a hump day, a sprint today, 1 hour show.
And this 4th of July.
In Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Yep, they're in Cincinnati. There's a possibility of rain. Might be raining now, but maybe. It's going to be gone. So they will get the game in. We're all on standby today.
Right on.
Nervously awaiting the weather report from Cincinnati. But it's 8 o'clock this morning. Skies will be clear to play the game, so they will get it in, and you'll hear it on the station. This 4th of July, don't miss America Fest and celebrate the Rose Bowl's 100th anniversary. It's presented by Westcom, featuring the biggest and brightest fireworks show in Southern California. Get your tickets now at AXS.com. Favorite story of the day, Morgan Fox of the Chargers. He signed in May, spent some time with the Rams in Carolina. He's back with Brandon Staley, and he's got a dog in the finals of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, Winston the French Bulldog. So, Morgan, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so your dog Winston is in the finals now of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Winston is a French Bulldog. Did you watch the competition last night? How nervous were you? And what do you think when he won his group?
Oh, I definitely watched it. You know, I'm supporting my grandmother. This is my grandma's dream. You know, it's been awesome to watch her be able to fulfill this. She's been doing this with Frenchies since, over 10 years now. And, you know, so I'm super happy for my grandma, Sandy. And then I'm really thankful for, you know, Alex and Perry, who are, you know, part of the team to get Winston there. So I'm really excited about all that. And when I tell you I was nervous, like I texted my dad and I was like, hey, is this how you felt for 20 years watching me play ball? Because if so, I'm sorry. And I was nervous, but I was excited. And when he won, I couldn't have been more happy for, you know, my grandma, Alex Perry, and the whole group. They've worked so hard to get him there and to show him.
All right, so I got so many questions spinning in my head with you, Morgan. It's amazing because I'm a dog lover. Fred is a dog lover, yep. And always have been. I got rescues all over the place, but I just, you know, from you, has this been in your whole family? You mentioned your grandmother, but you mentioned, you know, this been in your family. Has this been something that you guys and loving dogs and being a part of shows have you guys done this for a long, long time?
My grandmother has. We've just kind of been a part of it and always supported her. So she's always shown and bred Frenchies. And so we've kind of just been around it our whole life. Obviously not this involved until, you know, Winston came around. He's the first Frenchie I've owned. And, you know, when we got him from my grandmother and she was like, oh, I want to show him. And, you know, they've just, you know, that whole team has just done such a great job of showing him and getting him where he's at.
All right, so your grandmother gave you Winston, but in return she said, now I want to show Winston, right? I want him to have a chance to win it all.
Basically we got Winston from her, and she was like, hey, you know, if he's able to be shown, I want to show him. We said, of course. And like I said, they got a great team together, and it worked out. I think that he just started winning, and they realized they had something special on their hands.
All right, so when Winston is living with you, when Winston is with you, I mean, now, do you treat him a certain way? In other words, you don't let him walk around outside. All of his food is served to him on good china. I mean, do you know that Winston is something special and you have to keep a very close eye on him?
I mean, we always got to keep a close eye on him. But, you know, he definitely gets to be a dog when he's at the house, you know, plays with our other dogs and runs around the backyard, causes mayhem. He does get fed special food just to keep him, you know, maintain her weight and looking good. But he's just like any other dog. You know, he loves being around people. You know, he's been socialized from a young age. You know, we take him everywhere. He does get treated a little different when we go to brunch. They let him sit in chairs like he's a person, which is kind of cool. But he's an awesome dog.
Yeah, forget about you guys treating Winston a certain way. Does Winston understand that, like, he's the man and understand, hey, you better put me in the front seat. I fly first class, and that's about it. You better give me the prime cut of that dinner. So he knows.
Oh, he
it,
does.
Doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He, you know, we drive around. Sometimes he tries to hop in the, you know, the driver's seat, and I got to put him back in the back or in the front seat. You know, he thinks he's definitely in control and in command.
Now, what about the other dogs? What are their names, and how do they react to Winston?
Nova is a German short hair, and Guinness is she's a terrier beagle mix.
Do they realize Winston's something special or no?
I think they just treat him like a little brother. They all kind of, you know, mess with each other around the house. Nova's kind of, you know, he feels like he's above it. He just stays away from Winston, but Guinness and Winston wrestle around and play all the time.
Wow, I mean, it's incredible. Now, you mentioned, you know, the training that goes involved. It's a family affair. You're a football player. You've been to training camps, you know, for a long, long time already. So what's the training like for Winston as he gets ready for these big shows?
Man, I honestly wish I was there to see it, but I know Perry works extremely hard with him, making sure, you know, he's squared up, he moves right, he obeys everything, and that he's, you know, obedient, he's calm, and he's, you know, real collected when he's in the ring. And I know Perry works super hard training them and kind of getting them to where he needs to be so that, you know, it's almost muscle memory. They just go through like it's a normal event, you know, plus the dietary stuff. You know, I always tell people and ask about the dog. So I'm like, he's really a bodybuilder. He's really learning to move like a dog version of a bodybuilder.
It's so interesting when you watch, cause I've watched it a few times and I've actually judged the American Dog Rescue Show, a few times as well. But I watched the show, and the technical part of the little things that are counted against or for that a particular dog does, man. It's so meticulous, and it's so, for like an average person, even just a dog lover watching it, you can't tell who did something well or who did something bad, because it looks like they all did something well, man. How intense is it for Winston? I'm glad to hear that he has fun when he comes home, but the training part of it for him, does he like, oh, come on, Morgan, I got to go another day, man. I want to come home and just lay around and play in the dirt and do dog stuff.
Honestly, I think he loves it. I think he loves the attention. I think he feels like it's just another day for him. He gets to move around, and he just loves people so much that I don't even think training bugs him. And I think Perry is so good to him. He kind of feels like, you know, they just have such a good bond. I don't think Winston ever feels like he's at work when he's training with Perry. I think he just, it's like, oh, I get to go work with my friend.
All right. You mentioned Perry a few times. Is that his trainer?
That is his trainer, Perry Payson.
Okay. So Morgan
and his handler.
All right, Morgan, you obviously know Los Angeles. I mean, you signed with the Rams back in 2016, spent some time, suffered an injury in 2018, back with the Rams in 2020, Carolina last year, and you just signed with the Chargers. I mean, that's your journey, but what has your journey been like for you?
Oh, it's been crazy. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's definitely been interesting and stressful at sometimes. But it's been a blast. You know, it's a definitely a unique path I've had to take, but I've met so many good people and learned so many things along the way, you know, good and bad, and just been able to take it all into the next place I go. And I'm just super grateful, very excited to be back in LA, back with Coach Staley, and just a part of a good team with great energy, a good room. And I'm real excited.
Yeah. And the chance to work again with Brandon Staley, what does that mean to you?
Oh, I love it. I mean, you know, obviously I was very successful when I was able to play with Coach Staley. He knows how to use guys like me, move us around, make, you know, create mismatches and you know, work well within the scheme. And we have, you know, I don't even think I can count how many just talented players we have that are elite at their position that, you know, make doing our job really easy.
All right, so tonight now, you're going to be watching the finals. This is it. I mean, he could be dog of the year. Will you watch alone? Will you watch with your fiance? Will you talk to anybody during the competition? What will you do?
I'm definitely going to be watching with my fiance. I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk to anybody. My dad is probably going to keep calling me every 5 seconds to see what I'm doing and give me updates. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer the phone. I'm going to be pretty fired up and, you know, just excited to watch him work. And you know, I'm grateful for him to even have this chance to be where he's at.
Well, listen, our thoughts are with Winston and our thoughts are with you. Morgan, thanks so much for jumping on. Good luck tonight with Winston, and we'll talk to you when you get back out here.
Go, Winston!
Absolutely. I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for doing it. That's pretty cool.
Very cool stuff, man. I can only imagine. Look, you have kids. I have kids. They played sports. And so when you watch your kids play, that nervous, because you're a parent, you can't do it for them. They got to do it for themselves. And having a dog in the finals like this, he's got to be sitting there going, oh, my God, I can't. Just nervous because he can't go play or can't do the performance for the dog.
Yeah, it's going to be fun tonight to watch. We're only in for an hour today, and we do have to get the haiku in at the end. But Adam, who is producing for Kevin, just heard Adrian Wojnarowski talking about Kyrie Irving and talking about the fact that if he's going to end up anywhere at this time, it might be the Lakers.
The Lakers are considered the most significant threat right now for Kyrie Irving, but that would essentially entail him taking $30 million less than he can opt into in Brooklyn. There's a $6 million taxpayer exemption he could sign with the Lakers with. Now, most people would say a player is not going to give up that much money, but Kyrie Irving gave up nearly $17 million last year because of his refusal to get vaccinated. He lost a significant shoe deal with Nike, or is in the process of losing that shoe deal with Nike. So I think that the Nets have gone into this with their eyes open, that it's possible he could walk.
Okay, well, if he lost money last year and he lost his shoe deal with Nike and he could make $39 million this year or sign for six, I think there's a point where he's got to start making up for lost money, Rodney.
Yeah, but that's you and I talking, Fred. We're talking about Kyrie Irving, who's a different, you know, has a different thought process. You know, I don't think that the money is the most important thing for him in this scenario. I think it, as it wasn't last year. Obviously, he would have got vaccinated and not lose out on $17 million, and on top of that, lose out on the shoe opportunity with Nike. So it's not really that's not what he's chasing. So I wouldn't even factor the money part in. I think he can deal with that. In fact, you know, all the talk about Kyrie and how, you know, cuckoo he may be, or, you know, different thinking he may be, he does give a significant amount of money to charity and causes that are near and dear to his heart. So he does do that. So again, the money part of it, I don't know that it's going to be, that's going to be the driving force.
If he were to play for the Lakers, if somehow this could happen, you know, first you have to hope he'll play every game, but you really don't know with him. You have no idea what he'll do. He's kind of a wild card. So then you could have three guys that might not play in every game. Anthony Davis, he'll probably at some point have to go down because that happens. LeBron, you know he's not going to play in every game. And will Kyrie Irving play in every game? So I guess if you sign Kyrie Irving, you're only hoping for one thing. Everybody's
healthy. So are we talking about Kyrie Irving is just free to sign anywhere?
Well, if he doesn't opt into his deal.
If he doesn't opt in. You can go anywhere. So you're not talking about getting rid of it, because they're not going to trade him without getting Anthony Davis back.
Right. Now, I'm talking about what Woj said.
Yeah.
And he said he just does not opt in.
Right. So then you're dealing with those guys that, especially Anthony Davis and Kyrie, that, you know, wild cards in terms of how many games they're actually going to play.
Right.
On the court, it could be pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. But all you're hoping then, if you're a Laker fan, if that somehow were to happen, it's the ultimate long shot. But if it were to happen, all you're hoping is that come playoff time, everybody's healthy. That's it. Get to the tournament and hope everybody is healthy. And then,
yeah, but that's the case with anybody, right?
But I mean, those three got to be healthy. You know what I mean? Those three.
Or the right two.
Or the right two have to be healthy. They got to be healthy for, what, like 14 games?
Yeah.
Then it could be interesting. Premier Jeep of Buena Park has a huge selection of new cars, and right now during the Jeep Freedom Sales event, they're offering amazing deals. Premier Jeep of Buena Park off the 5 Freeway at Artesia. Check out the deals at PremierJeepBuenaPark.com. Going to have our spirituality when we come back. Vic will have the daily haiku.
Oh, yeah, it is. Not a throwback Thursday, but a special one because it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Cyndi Lauper. Going back to her first number one hit from back in 1984. Today's afternoon delight is Time After Time. It won the Grammy Award for Song of the Year. Happy 69th birthday to Cyndi Lauper. And don't forget, afternoon delight is brought to you by the Original Tommy's. Please stop into one of over 30 Original Tommy's locations and get their Original Tommy's world-famous hamburger served with Tommy's special recipe all-beef chili. And, Fred, don't forget them chili cheese fries either.
I'm talking about it, Rodney. They're the best.
Yeah, buddy.
You can register to win the food truck, which is 100 burgers, fries, and drinks, and 10 tickets to a suite at a baseball game. Go to the website, am570lasports.com. Get that Tommy's. Call Pacific Coast Termite for a free home inspection before termites start doing their damage. Certain restrictions apply. Mention AM570. And you'll get 10% off termite treatments and a 2-year guarantee on their work. Call 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. And now with the daily haiku, the spirituality we crave before our sprint comes to an end, we welcome on Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon. Did Vic make a noise?
Oh, good afternoon, Fred.
Vic, what was that noise?
I don't know.
What the noise was?
It was a crazy transmission, Fred. Probably vibes from the Westminster dog show tonight.
Isn't that great that he's got his dog in the final?
I love it. To see the doggies in full effect is just it's thrilling.
Yeah.
Holly Robinson, Pete, congratulations. A star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Transcendent, Rodney. Congratulations to Holly, the whole family. What a beautiful moment.
Right on, Vic. Thank you very much. It was a great day yesterday. Thanks, Vic.
45 years in the business.
45 years in the business.
Coming out of Philadelphia.
Philly, PA.
Mm.
Mount Airy.
Incredible talent. She's a transcendent spirit.
Right
we're
on,
all,
Vic.
We're all lucky to have her in our world.
Right on.
She is a blessing. And he's in for a honeymooning Kevin Figures. His hands, of course, on the pulse of your Los Angeles Clippers. It's Adam Mosslin.
45 years, y'all.
Yeah. On the ones and the twos and the threes and the fours, please put your hands together. It's Ronnie Fazio.
Spiritual cleansing with VTB now. Ha! I'm feeling you, Vic.
Thank you for the bridge, Ronnie.
A sitar, y'all.
Transcendent spiritual cleansing. It was International Yoga Day yesterday. Ronnie,
Ooh.
Hit me.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you all feel that wave of energy? International Yoga Day. Namaste, everybody. I see the blessed light within everybody.
Hey. Yeah, I didn't know that, Vic.
International Yoga Day. I mean, India was blissing out. You know, it's no one does more yoga than in India. But, you know, in L.A., I mean, we've got to be the yoga capital of North America.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. I mean, summer is on. And harmony with your planet Earth.
Harmony, baby. Harmony.
Thousands of years of yoga. Providing tranquility. Get us more flexible. Connecting us to our inner nature. The whole thing.
Yeah, is this the official yoga music they use every time you go to yoga?
I would use Ravi Shankar, the great Indian master, sitar. You know the story when I bumped into his workshop in New Delhi many years ago.
You went to his workshop?
I accidentally bumped into his workshop. I had no idea. Yeah. It could have been a satellite sitar store. I don't know how many he owned in New Delhi, but you know Shankar will always be a god among men.
Do they always have this music playing in the store, Vic?
There will be sitar music playing. Absolutely.
You think a lot of sitar music going.
You think after a little while it could drive you insane?
Not at all. It drives you closer to your into your inner nature, Fred.
It's a connection, Fred.
Grab it. Grab it, Fred. Grab it. Take it.
Feel it, Fred.
Let
feel
it
the connection,
move you.
Fred.
It's moving
it
me.
It will move you.
Yeah.
Don't think about it, Fred, in the physical human sense. You got to go beyond that, Fred.
Okay.
So you're listening to it thinking about, oh, it's going to turn that music off.
Actually, that's what
headache.
I was thinking.
Yes. No. You got to let it get into your soul first, Fred. You're not letting it get deep enough.
I think it's scratching my soul.
Let it marinate, Fred.
I think it's irritating my soul. And, Vic, you know what the great thing about this music is?
What's that, friend?
It all leads back to the haiku.
Exactly right. And this is one of your favorites, Fred. Once again, I want to add happiness to your week and what a great week it is for Rodney P. and the Robinson Pete family.
Right on, Vic.
Amazing. Brenda Hammond, Fred.
No, no. That's not Brenda Hammond. It's Brenda Gammon.
And her friend Brenda Hammond.
Brenda Hammond is also working the haiku beat. Okay. Yesterday, we had one we'd never heard before from Brenda.
You may have heard this one from Brenda, but I wanted to just, you know, gift you with this, Fred, because I know how much you dig Brenda's haiku.
Yeah, these are the only ones I like the repeats of, Vic.
Haiku on this Wednesday, June 22nd. Fastball. And the pitcher slyly adjusts his equipment. I'm feeling you.
That's the Brenda we know.
Brenda.
That's the Brenda we know.
I know you dig her. Salam aleichem.
Yeah, that's right. Brenda
I
has.
I know you dig that.
That good with you, Fred? That was
like,
good with you, Freddie?
She has her own unique way of watching the game and capturing what happens in verse.
Yes.
Brenda's got her eyes on it.
Yeah, she likes the line sick.
Slyly. Yeah.
She winds sexuality into her haikus.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if she's capturing it, not so slyly. That's what she's focused on, Vic.
Well, that's part of her motivation, Fred.
Yeah, that's right. And the flag is up for Brenda. Vic, good job. Great haiku today.
Thank you, Fred. And congratulations once again to Holly and the whole family. Salam aleichem.
Salam aleichem. Thanks, Vic.
Ronnie, thanks for today. Adam, thanks for hanging for an hour. Gas prices are up, and we want to give you $1,000 just for listening. Listen every weekday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your chance to win $1,000. Inflation salvation. That's what we call it. Rodney, so we're on tomorrow after the Dodger game.
Afterwards.
Okay, so the Dodgers play in the morning, weather permitting. We'll jump on afterwards, so we'll talk to you then.
Right on.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.